Kuwait real estate headlines. Kuwait government online launches real estate status query service for MOJ. The state of Kuwait's official government portal now provides an online service to query the status of real estate transactions through the Ministry of Justice. Real estate professionals in KW can now verify property transaction statuses digitally, streamlining due diligence and reducing manual processing delays. Access the MOJ Real Estate Query Portal directly at hte.gov.kuwait/pages/e-services/moj-query-status-real-estate.edx. Background and context: the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study: is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some KW jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context: why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.